side. Rest to the restless, freedom from fear, when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the Family Circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to another Souls Harbor worship service. We're glad that you've chosen to join us today. I'm Pastor Rick Libby, the senior pastor of the Souls Harbor Ministry. I'll be introducing the songs and the singers to you today, and then in a few moments, we'll be sharing something from the Word of God that, again, we trust will be a help to your life. Today, we want to celebrate the life of Jesus Christ. More importantly, we want to talk about what Jesus means to us, how He has made the difference for us. As we do that, we're going to ask the Zion Trio to come and help us with our very first song. It's a song that they've sung for you many times, so if you know it, sing it along with them today. I believe we can sing it as our personal testimony. It says, "There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one." As the Zion Trio comes and sings, sing along with them today the song, "No, Not One."
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one, no, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases, no, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. Oh, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
No friend like Him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. For Jesus knows all about our struggles, and He will guide till the day is done. For there's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
There's not an hour that He is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark that His love can't cheer us. No, not one. No, not one.
For Jesus knows all about our struggles, and He will guide till the day is done. For there's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. For Jesus knows all about our struggles, and He will guide till the day is done. For there's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
I am very thankful today for the friendship that we can have in Jesus. Now, I'll admit, my reasons for being thankful for His friendship are a little self-centered. I recognize today that without Jesus, my life would be completely different from what it is today. I'm not sure that I would be anybody that you would care anything about knowing or would want to have anything to do with or find that I could help you in any way. I would be the one needing the help more than a giver of help. But because Jesus came one day and became a friend to me, welcomed me into His circle of friends, I just recognize today my life is completely changed. And those changes are for the good. To really be honest with you, I think I could sing this song that evangelist Jonathan Garlock and his wife Marcia are coming to sing, because it really is how I feel. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Listen to the words of this song and see if you agree with them. See if you agree that you're glad you know who Jesus is. And by the way, if you don't know who He is, you can get to know Him real quick. In fact, you can get to know Him while they're singing this song. All you have to do is whisper His name, and you'll have His undivided attention. He'll come to where you are and begin to help you, begin to change the things around you and within you. And you too will be glad that you know who Jesus is.
In a little town called Bethlehem, so many years ago, they told him there was no room in the inn. Well, they had no way of knowing who they had turned away, the Lamb of God who would take away their sin. Oh, I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. So many people still today, they don't know who Jesus is. They've never felt His peace within their soul. But I want my life to show them that He can set them free. He's the only one who can cleanse and make men whole. Oh, I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the Counselor and Deliverer to me. He's the Everlasting Father. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know Jesus is. Oh, I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story. He is the King of glory. Oh, I'm glad I know who Jesus is.
Well, I have to ask you today, are you glad that you know who Jesus is? Have you ever found a friend such as He is to your life? Oh, I agree today. There's just nobody like Jesus. We've never found such a friend as He. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, which basically means that He's going to stick by you no matter what you may find yourself going through. I think we all know what it is to have fair weather friends. Friends when you've got money in your pocket or everything is going good and you can have a fun time when they're around you. But when things turn around and things are going against you, maybe you don't have money in your pocket. Maybe you're not always fun to be around, because the heaviness of this world is laying on your shoulders and you're going through things that it's just hard to laugh. It's hard to be happy. It's hard to be at peace and to be the kind of person you'd like to be when everything is going your way. Well, Jesus sticks by you when perhaps no one else will. It's a good friend that'll stay with you during tough times. And Jesus is that kind of friend today. I'm talking to some folk that are going through some rough times. Things are not going your way, and well, you just feel like that the world is turned against you. You're kind of like one old songwriter wrote, if it weren't for bad luck, you'd have no luck at all. Oh, I know that's secular, and we shouldn't be quoting secular songs in a religious program, but let's face it. We may be spiritual people, but we have very secular feelings at times. That is, the things of this world just get to us. Today, though we don't believe in luck, we do believe in Jesus. We believe that we can turn to Jesus in our hour of need, and Jesus will be the help that we need Him to be. So today, as I take your burdens and your cares, your needs to God in prayer, I ask you to lean upon the shoulder of your friend. Even cry on that shoulder if you want to, because he will be a friend that will stand by you. He will give you peace and comfort. He'll give you added strength, and he'll do what is necessary to help you with all that you may be going through today. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I am thankful today that you are the kind of friend that you are. Lord, we haven't even begun to test the limits of our friendship with you because, Lord, you're willing to go further than any person we would ever know within our lifetime. Today, I thank you for being the friend of each and every viewer of this service today. I thank you for being there to help them, to encourage them, to strengthen them, to give them a peace of mind that will comfort them and help them to know that everything is going to be all right because their greatest friend is working on their behalf. I put every viewer, every member of this audience today in your hands. I ask you to look to their lives to see what they have need of. And then, Lord, I pray that you will come to them to make the difference, to help them with those things that are heavy on their heart that, Lord, seem to be giving them such a tough go of it right here at this time in their lives. Be with each one, I pray. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
When I need him, he's right there. Every time I call him, he answers prayer. No matter what my problem might be, he's waiting there to help me. He's my very present help in the time of need. If I fall, I need him, he's right there. Every time I call him, he answers prayer. No matter what my problem might be, he's right there to help me. He's my very I call Jesus, he's right there. I don't have to call real loud, just whisper a prayer. Maybe early in the morning, or maybe it's late at night, he's my very present help in the time of need.
I'll admit today that I get a little impatient at times with people who seem to want to say and believe that it's difficult, if not impossible, to get to know Jesus, that one cannot make Jesus a friend, that it's impossible to have a relationship with Him, especially the kind of relationship that we are dependent upon to help us through the difficulties of life. You see, that's not the Jesus I have found Him to be. He's not one who puts up roadblocks so that we can't get to Him. He's one that removes the obstacles from our pathway so that we have a clear avenue to Him. That's why He's always wherever we may find ourselves. He's just a whisper of prayer away. What we have learned through experience is that when we meet Jesus, Jesus changes everything in our lives, because when He comes to us, He comes with love and grace. I think you'll hear what I'm trying to say in this song that Ken and Annette McDonald are coming to sing today. The song is entitled, "Then I Met Jesus."
Never seen the beauty of a little baby smile. I had never heard the robin's sweet refrain. I had never felt the peace that could calm a raging storm. All my good times in this life had been in vain. Then I met Jesus. Oh, what a Savior! And He filled my life with love and grace. Oh, how I love Him! There's none above. My life's finished, I'll see His face. I was walking through a valley, out in darkness, out in sin. I was seeking for joy to fill my soul. Then a voice spoke so sweetly, "Come and follow me today, up to that mountain where my love can make you whole." Then I met Jesus. Oh, what a Savior! And He filled my life with love. Oh, what a Savior!
As I said a moment ago, when Jesus comes into our life, it changes everything. And I might just add right here that when Jesus changes everything, He's changing everything for our good. There's no downside to coming to know Jesus as your Savior. In fact, one of the big pluses is that when we meet Him and He comes into our life and we become one of His own, then we have all the promises of God to work on our behalf. In our day and age, when the road of life gets really rough and there's so many uncertainties, we never know from one moment to the next what we might be facing. I'm glad that Jesus is always there looking out for us. In fact, if the road looks a little dark today, why don't you just look up and see if your promise isn't coming down your dusty road? You see, the promise of God is that He will never leave us nor forsake us. And you can be sure of it, if trouble is finding you, Jesus is going to find you as well. In fact, as this song that Hope Trio is coming to sing for us says, He has the key to what you need. Oh, friend, today, lean upon the promises of God. They'll never fail you. Let the message of this song encourage you today.
A hand of fear gripped the crowd that day at Jairus' home when the doctor shook his head and said, "She's gone." And you could feel the mother's heartbreak. You could hear them cry and mourn. Their little girl was only 12 years old. And somewhere in the distance, outlined against the sun, there came a man on a mission from the throne. They said, "Look, somebody's coming." But what they did not know, it was their promise coming down that dusty road. There's a promise coming down that dusty road, and from His holy hand healing virtue flows. He's got the key to what you need. Death and hell He will defeat. There's a promise coming down that dusty road. Well, the wonder turned to mocking when Jesus did speak, 'cause He said, "Your daughter's not dead, she's just asleep." And then He turned to the unbelievers and He told them, "Oh, go home." He said, "Just leave me and death alone." And then He laid His hand upon the child and He looked death right in the eye. He said, "Oh, heaven and earth, it belongs to me." And with a voice that sounds like thunder, He hurled death asunder. And He said, "My child, rise and be healed." There's a promise coming down that dusty road. From His holy hand, healing virtue flows. He's got the key to what you need. Death and hell He will defeat. Well, there's a promise coming down that dusty road. Oh, there's a promise coming down that dusty road. And from His holy hands, healing virtue flows. He's got the key to what you need. Death and hell He will defeat. Well, there's a promise coming down that dusty road. He's got the key to what you need. Death and hell He will defeat. Well, there's a promise coming down that dusty road. Oh, there's a promise.
coming down dusty road.
As we take a moment or two out of this service today to pause and talk to you about the needs of the Souls Harbor Ministry, we want to once again encourage you to please prayerfully consider what the Lord would have you to do to help us with our financial needs. That's our greatest need today because, well, the simple truth is it takes finances in order for us to purchase the airtime so that this ministry can be presented to you each Sunday morning. We do this in the format that we do it because we want folks to have a worship service experience. That is, we want to sing some songs that will encourage people to give praise, honor, and glory to the Lord. And then we want to share some things from the Word of God and personal testimonies that will edify those that are participating in this service. What we're about today is building you up, pointing you in the direction of God so that you can look to God for all the help that you have need of. Now, for many of you today, this is the only church service you perhaps will get this week. So, if this is your church, we ask you to please consider supporting it by way of financial contributions. That's really the only way that we can be here. We look at this time in our worship service each week as a time where we would normally take the time to ask you to give in an offering. If this were a regular traditional church service. So what we're doing is no different than any other church service. It just happens to be that we have come to you by way of television rather than a physical building. The needs are the same. Just as it takes finances to keep the doors open of any church, to keep them heated in the winter, to keep the lights on, and to do all that you have to do to maintain a traditional physical church building we're having to do here. So I think that'll give you a little bit of an idea of what we're up against, what it may take to keep this ministry going. The only one we have to turn to are you who really are our congregation today. So please, would you prayerfully consider doing something to help us? That way we can return again another week to share with you another Souls Harbor worship service. If you'd like to be a part of what this ministry is doing, then write down one of these addresses or telephone numbers as I give them to you. Then you can get in touch with us in the next few days to let us know what you're going to do to help us. In the U.S., you would write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 275, Corinth, Maine, 04427. To make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our U.S. office at 207-285-3131. In the U.S., you can also make a contribution online. Just go to our website, www.soulsharbor.tv. Click on the Donate button at the bottom of the homepage, and you'll be able to get a contribution directly to us. For our friends in Canada, please write to our Canadian office at Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 611, Centerville, New Brunswick, E7K3H5. In Canada, if you would like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, then please call our Canadian office at 506-276-3551. Thank you so much for everything that you will do to help this ministry to continue onward. We believe God has called us to do this kind of work. We believe God has opened many doors so that we could do this kind of work. We've always depended on God to raise up men and women that would be a part of this ministry and support it through their financial contributions. And God has never failed us. You have never failed us. So if you'd like to see this ministry to continue onward, then please don't fail us now, but respond to whatever God may be laying upon your heart to do. That way, we can return and share another worship service with you. Thank you so much. We'll be praying for God's richest blessings upon your life for whatever you are able to do to help us. As I get ready to go over and share something from the Word of God, I want to first of all stop to sing a song that is my personal testimony. There was a time when I know I could not possibly have gone to where Jesus was to plead with Jesus to have anything to do with me. But as a songwriter one day who must have been feeling the same thing I was feeling, he sat down and he wrote these words. It became a song that I dearly loved to sing. When I could not go to where Jesus was, He came to me. Listen to the words of this great song as we share it with you today.
The gulf that separated me from Christ my Lord, it was so vast, the crossing I could never board. From where I was to His demand, it seems so far. I cried, dear Lord, I cannot come to where You are. So He came to me. He came. I could not come to where He was. He came to me. That's why He died on Calvary. When I could not come to where He was, He came to me. He came to me when I was bound by chains of sin. He came to me when I possessed no hope within. He picked me up and drew me gently to His side, where today in His sweet love I now abide. He came. Came to me when I could not come to where He was. He came to me. That's why He died on Calvary. When I could not come to where He was, He came to me. Oh, when I could not come to where He was, He came to me.
He came to me. Oh, let's be honest today, friends. What would any of us have done if he had not been willing to come to us in the state that he found us in. Oh, I think that's important to note today, is that we didn't have to change a thing for him to come to us. If it was up to us, we would never have reached a place where we would have been worthy for him to have opened up to receive us unto himself. There was always going to be sin marring our lives. There were always going to be faults and failures too great for us to overcome. But you see, that's the beauty of who Jesus is today. He doesn't wait for us to reach a point of perfection. He comes to us just as we are. If there is any perfection that comes to our life, it comes to us because He came to us. When He came to us, He brought with us a power that He put within us to change things that were unchangeable, to make possible some things that would have been impossible. You see, we could never have become the people we have become. And again, let's admit that we are not all that we should be, but we're a far cry from where we used to be. If the power of God has not changed us since Jesus has come into our lives, then we need to go back and start over again. We need to ask God to come in one more time, because if Jesus isn't changing us, then something is wrong with our relationship with Him. He at times changes us dramatically. There are times when the changes are subtle, but He does have an effect upon us that causes us to change. And this is what we are being changed into. We are being conformed into His image. Now, that may bother some folk, but it doesn't bother this preacher today. I don't want to be my own man to where I am lost in my sin, that I am so far from God that, well, God isn't having anything to do with me. I want to be like Jesus, because when I look at the people that I am looking up to today, well, I have mentors, I have people that I admire, people that I highly respect, people that I look up to, where I would say, if there's any part of my life that could become like them, I could be pleased with that. But you see, when I look up to Jesus, I know that I could never be all that He is. But yet, as I allow Him to work within me, those changes that He makes me more like Him each and every day. Now, I doubt that I'll ever live long enough to be 100% like Him. It always seems like that when I get rid of one rough edge, another one takes its place. And I guess that just happens naturally through the passage of time. But yet today, I would shudder to think, I know I've said this often, I would shudder to think what I would be, what my life would be like without Him today. I've met some great people in my lifetime of being in the ministry. When I talk to them and I hear their testimony, I got to tell you, I am glad that Jesus came to them. If not, they may have been recognized by the pages of history, but it would not have been a good remembrance. They would have been remembered for the evil that they did, for the wrong that they did, for the pain that they caused, the trouble that they brought to people's lives. But because Jesus got a hold of them, oh, it changed everything in their lives. Today, they're not remembered for the bad. They're remembered for the good. They're remembered for the positive, because as Jesus worked in their lives, He not only worked in them to change them, but through the changes He worked within their lives, He brought changes to others. I'm hoping that that's how it will work today. That because of some things that God has done within me, I can be a living, breathing testimony of what God can do for some of you. And yet, when I look at some of your lives, I look at people's lives that I can strive to become more like, because you have already reached a place in God where those changes have changed things so dramatically that you are more like him than even I am today. You see, we can never tell how far we will go, all that we will be, until we allow Jesus to begin to work within our lives. Now, it goes back to something that I have said many times in the course of my ministry in this Souls Harbor worship service. If we don't let Jesus change us, changes will never take place. And if we will let Jesus change us, then the power that he works within us will make us complete. We can achieve things that we never could achieve without him. We can go places that we would never be able to go without him, all because of who Jesus is and what Jesus can do. Let's talk about this a little bit more. Let's first of all address once again the issue of who he is. To do that, I'm going to ask you to go back to the book of John with me. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, I want to read a passage of scripture that I shared with you last week. Oh, don't get nervous. I'm not going to repeat last week's message. But I do want to use that text as a place for us to launch into today's message. Today I want to take you a little bit further in helping you to realize why we should trust Jesus. Why we should look to Jesus when there are needs within our lives. First of all, let's establish who he is so that we can know that our faith, our trust, is not used in vain. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. You see, it's important for us to realize that Jesus is not a Johnny-come-lately kind of man. That Jesus that we know came and was born in a manger. He took on the flesh of mankind so that he could identify with all of the things that mankind would go through. In other words, he knows exactly what you and I are feeling today because he has, well, to use a modern day phrase, he has been there and done that. He knows what it is to feel tired. He knows what it is to feel weakness. He knows what it is to feel the sickness that a human body will go through. He knows what it is to experience the emotions of the heart, to know what it is to feel hurt and pain, that emotional hurt and pain that we often feel from brokenness and from strife, from things that have happened within us. But Jesus has always been. He's not just been that one that was born a little over 2,000 years ago. When this earth never existed, Jesus still was. We understand that when all that there was God, Jesus was part of that. He is, as the book of Colossians tells us, he is the fullness of the Godhead. And when we look at Jesus, we are seeing a picture of God. But when we look at Jesus, we're also seeing how God came down to man. That's important for us to understand today because we're not just an entity out there hanging in space that the Creator has nothing to do with or doesn't care anything about. In other words, when Jesus created this earth, there was something within him that caused him to love his creation. He loved it enough that, as John would later write, he gave his only begotten Son so that the world would not be condemned into an eternity in hell where it would perish, but he sent his only begotten Son so that you and I could find life, that we could find eternal life in Jesus as Jesus forgives us of our sins. Now, it would take me weeks and weeks to tell about all that Jesus means to human life. what he means to men and women, boys and girls. Many people don't even begin to understand or comprehend all the story of Jesus. It is too great, perhaps, at times, for the finite minds of men to comprehend. Yet we can all understand what it is to be loved. We can all understand what it is to need a friend that will stick by us when nothing else seems to stand with us. We all know what it is to need miracles in our lives when things happen, when adversity comes, when troubles come, when sickness comes. We understand what it is to experience need, and we all know what it is to need a miracle as a result. What I'm here to tell you today is Jesus is the miracle that you've been looking for. Everything that you need in this world and in this life, you can find in Christ Jesus. He is whatever we need Him to be. Let me share with you something that's written in the book of Hebrews today. I want to share with you just how important He is to us and the lives that we live. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith." What does that mean? That means that He's the reason we believe in what we cannot see. He's the reason, the confirmation of what we believe. We've never seen Jesus with the naked eye, yet when we put our faith in Him, we come to the realization, we come to the fulfillment of believing that He is, because when we prayed to that was invisible, something visible responds to our prayer. Jesus proves that He is there by doing for us something that no one else can do. Ever had an incurable disease that the doctor said there's absolutely nothing that can be done, only to see that doctor scratch his head a few days later and say, "I don't know what happened, I can't explain it, but that disease that was there is no longer there"? Have you ever been there where I've been? To hear a doctor say, "You're likely to never walk again. The damage that's been done to your system is so severe that it can't be repaired. You'll spend the rest of your life in a wheelchair." Only to hear that doctor say sometime later, "I don't understand what's happened, but that part of your body that was destroyed has suddenly been healed. Where those discs were gone, they now have returned. We can't explain now how that happens. That's not a naturally occurring event." Only for me to be able to say to the doctor, "Doctor, if you've got a moment, let me tell you the story of how some people of God prayed, and in a few moments' time, I was back on my feet doing all the things that I was told I would never do again." You see, the miraculous today, the miraculous, we look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, we got to turn back one chapter over in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11. Let's read verse 1. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen." Here we are. We know that He lives and that He is able, because when we pray unto Him, He is what the things that we are hoping for is made of. He's the evidence of the invisible, because when we pray to what some people would say is the unknown responds to our prayer. Oh, I can't explain how it happens. We don't even at times whisper that prayer out loud. In fact, we don't even dare whisper it sometimes. We pray it within, and yet God hears the prayer that is prayed in the depths of our being, and He shows that He is there by doing what we need Him to do, where men and women can see the miraculous power of God at work. When I say I don't know what we would do without God, I'm talking about something that encompasses all areas of our life. There are times when we look to God because we just believe God is going to do some things in certain areas. And then there are other areas of our life that we think are out of God's reach. But the truth of the matter is, there's no part of our life that's outside of God's reach. Wherever you need Him to work, He is able to work. He is able to do all things. He is a friend like no other friend we could ever find here on earth. You may be surrounded by some wonderful people, some people who care immensely for you. When you hurt, they hurt. When you suffer, they suffer. And yet, those same people that would do anything for you if they could, they are so limited. Yet, there is a friend who can go beyond the limits of mankind, who can speak the word and things will exist, who can speak the word and those things that was will no longer be. There's no one who possesses power like our friend Jesus. And to think today that all of that power is available to make a difference in your life. Today, I hope that you have heard every participant in this ministry as we have tried to tell the story of Jesus through the singing of the songs and through the sharing of God's Word today. Jesus will make the difference for you. But today, friend, you've got to reach out to Him. You've got to let Him come into your life to make those differences, to change those things that are seemingly impossible to change. Pray with me as we close today. Heavenly Father, right now, You know those who need You in such a great way. I pray that You will make Yourself known to them in a very real, tangible way so that they will dare reach out to You and trust You for the help that they have need of. I ask You to make a difference in each and every life today, but we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes.
great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
In the haven of rest, I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Oh, I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I will sail.